USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reportedly has plans to meet with the Saudi crown prince this weekend. Pompeo telling CBS he will be talking about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during a meeting that's part of his visit to Saudi Arabia starting today. Pompeo calling the murder outrageous and saying the U.S. will hold those responsible for his murder accountable. At least 7 traffic deaths are blamed on the snowstorm that's been impacting much of the country this weekend. Mark Chouinard of the National Weather Service says the St. Louis area was the hardest hit so far by the storm.
We had as much as 20 inches of snow reported across portions of eastern Missouri. That old system is pushing east now into the Ohio Valley and into the Mid-Atlantic.
Travel continues to be dangerous across much of the plains, the Midwest, South, and eastern parts of the nation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
I think it's the most insulting thing I've ever been asked.
President Trump reacting to a New York Times article that claims the FBI investigated him since he first fired James Comey. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Law enforcement officials reportedly became so concerned by President Trump's behavior in the days after he fired FBI Director James Comey that they began investigating whether he'd been working for Russia against American interests. In response to that New York Times report, the president tweeted, "Wow, just learning in the failing New York Times that the corrupt former leaders of the FBI hoped to up an investigation on me for no reason and with no proof after I fired lying James Comey."
The president goes on to say on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine,
"I think it's the most insulting article I've ever had written. And if you read the article, you'd see that they found absolutely nothing."
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The sheriff of Barron County, Wisconsin, is commending the 13-year-old girl who was able to escape from her captor on Thursday after Jamie Claus had been missing for 3 months after someone killed her parents in their home last October. She was found Thursday afternoon in a remote area of northern Wisconsin, and police arrested her alleged kidnapper, 21-year-old Jake Patterson, also charging him with the murders of her parents. The Barron County sheriff says Jamie helped them break the case and should be treated as a hero. A controversial sheriff in Florida suspended over a school shooting response. USA Radio's Rick Vincent brings us up to date.
New Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel Friday over his handling of February's massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Debbie Hickson, whose husband Chris was killed while trying to protect students, says an unarmed wrestling coach did more than trained law enforcement officers did.
"He is one of the adults that ran in that building immediately. I look forward to a sheriff who trains his staff members and his law enforcement to do just that."
Former police sergeant Gregory Toney worked for Coral Springs Police for 12 years before leaving in 2016 to start a company. The governor has named him acting sheriff.
Today's NFL playoff game between the Chargers and Pats will make NFL history as it will be the first NFL playoff game officiated by a woman, Sarah Thomas, who became the first full-time female referee in NFL history in 2015. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.